Lucas and the Gentle Giant. Once upon a time in a town where the extraordinary was simply ordinary, there lived a boy named Lucas and his mythical best friend, whom everyone fondly called Link. Now, Link wasn't your usual neighbor, for he was none other than Bigfoot himself. Yes, the legendary oversized creature of American folklore, with feet as big as canoes and a heart just as vast. One sunny afternoon, Lucas's mom invited Link over for a sleepover, something that hadn't happened in the history of sleepovers. "Just wipe your feet on the doormat, dear," Lucas's mom kindly requested as the door swung open. But poor Link was afraid. He grimaced down at his giant feet. "Ouch," he thought, "that mat feels like a bed of pointy pine cones." Seeing his hesitation, Mom offered a solution. "How about some foot protectors?" she said, holding up what looked like a pair of polka-dotted mini tents. To Link, putting on the foot protectors was like trying to slip two boats into a pair of socks. It simply didn't work. He rumbled a low grumble, explaining, "But I can't feel the earth, the grass, the adventure under my toes. It's all squishy and weird, and I don't like it, not one bit." Lucas piped up, "But Link, what about your lovely footprints? They won't get on our floors." Link sighed so deeply it rustled the leaves on the trees outside. "But my footprints belong in the forests, on the lawns, at campgrounds. They're my way of saying hello to the world." Together, they devised a grand plan. Link would carefully walk on the specially laid out path of soft blankets leading through the house. And so the sleepover went on, full of giggles, shadow puppetry of epic stories, and a no-shoe, no-problem policy. It was a sleepover of legend, with a friendship that left footprints too big to be seen, but felt right in the heart. And while Link never grew to love foot protectors, he did grow even fonder of footpath adventures inside a house where he was always welcome.